What does it mean to finally have Blake Wheeler on your contract?
Well, certainly something that we're excited to have been able to announce. You know, it's something that we've been working on for quite a while from the standpoint of going back and forth with his agent. But, you know, these things take time, and it's kind of exactly played out exactly how we thought it would with respect to, you know, not having to get to arbitration. You know, the talks were very, you know, very constructive and very good right from the beginning. The hard part in a situation like that is trying to, you know, look at where everyone else falls into place and come up with, you know, with a number that works for both sides.
What kind of numbers are you hoping to get out of him this year?
Well, you know, again, I think the situation that he's going to be afforded the opportunity to play on the top lines, you know, right from the start. I think, you know, hopefully we'd like to see how things finished up, you know, with the Thrashers last year is how things pick up with him, you know, this year with the Jets.
Zach Bogosian is your other RFA. How close are you? Where does that stand right now?
It's in a kind of a similar process. You know, again, you know, the NHL has different deadlines and different things with respect to different players. Obviously, when a player files for arbitration, there's a set date that that's going to go. So you work off those deadlines. With someone like Zach, you know, there's different forces in play. And again, you know, the conversations are continuing, you know, with his agent. There's really no time frame, you know, set in place to have that one done by. So it's kind of a summer negotiation type thing where, you know, everyone's respectful of the fact that this is a downtime for the players and in some respects a downtime for the agents at certain points in time and for management. So, again, you know, those talks will continue and they've been good.
It seems you've been able to establish a certain level of goodwill with the people you've been dealing with in the short time you've been in the job. But is that the case in the negotiation? There's an understanding there of what you guys have on your plate and the timing of things?
For sure. I think that's something that, you know, again, you work hard at creating relationships, not only with the players, but with the agents. And, you know, we've been very open and honest about, you know, what's been on our plate, when we are going to get to it. You know, same thing when we talked with Andrew Ladd's agent. You know, we told him right at the draft we were going to be able to, once the draft is over, dig our you know, feet into the ground here and try and get that done. So that's how we did it. And, you know, with Bogosian, again, it's kind of playing out exactly how we thought it would. It's going to take some time. You know, it's a different, you know, each one of the negotiations, you know, the Ladd, the Wheeler, the regular RFAs, and you know, Zach all have, you know, different nuances to them.
What does Jason Jaffrey bring?
Jason Jaffrey is someone that, you know, is knocking on the door from the NHL standpoint. You know, certainly a familiar face here in Winnipeg. And, you know, someone that, you know, given the opportunity and given the opportunity to seize, that, you know, could be a real bright thing for us.
Kevin, have you experienced an arbitration with Chicago?
The only arbitration situation that we actually got to was the Antti-Niemi one. So, you know, in a lot of cases, players file for arbitration, but I would say the majority of them, you know, rarely get to it. Although you are seeing a few that that are going to, you know, maybe go this year. But a lot of them are actually settled right before you walk into the room.
Is arbitration something as a general manager you want to avoid because you don't want to say anything negative about the player that you're trying to sign?
I think old school arbitration, there used to be a lot of negativity involved. Really now, it's kind of like you separate the player from the arbitration. It's more about stats and statistics, and it's all about comparables. And that's really how contracts are kind of valued this, you know, in this CBA, is that it's all about, you know, the actual comparables, not necessarily about the player itself. So, you know, you tend to focus more on the stats as opposed to the personal side.
Blake Wheeler was saying this morning that he feels he's become more comfortable with the idea of being a big physical player, knowing how to use the size, knowing how to use the speed. How about your assessment of his growth? Do you see those same things coming through?
I think with a lot of players, it's all about opportunity. And you know, what we've been trying to talk to the agents about and talk to the players about is that we're here to give these players the opportunity to grow. And, you know, maybe in some organizations there was, you know, people above them or depth above them. In our situation here, we want to, you know, give them a chance, see where they can come out. And again, you know, if we went out and signed a whole bunch of free agent guys, maybe those players wouldn't have that chance to grow. So we're going to get a chance to see, you know, what they have. And you know, certainly, you know, like we talked to the agents and the players is that, you know, it's really in their hands now. Like, we can get the contracts done. We can talk about comparables. They'll be given a chance to play, and we hope that, you know, they prove to everyone what they have in them.
You still looking at any unrestricted free agents, or do you think you're done there?
Well, I think that you're always looking. I think there are some, you know, interesting options potentially out there. But, you know, again, it's kind of a time period now where you get the rush right after free agency, maybe the next couple days after there's a little bit of things going on. You get your RFA situation in order. If you have an arbitration, you know, you have to deal with that. Maybe you have, you know, a unique circumstance in the negotiation side like we do with the Zach that kind of, you know, takes its own course in time. And then you look at all different things. I think, you know, the hockey industry kind of, you know, will slow down for a little bit and then it'll pick right back up, you know, in August sometime and we'll head right into the season there. So, again, you're always looking, you're always talking. So to say that, you know, what you see today is going to be there tomorrow, it's hard to say at this time.
Are you looking for something specific that might still be out there, like more scoring, maybe another top six guy?
Well, I think you're always looking for that. And, you know, again, it's got to be the right fit for the mesh of guys that, you know, the group of guys that you have. You want them to mesh together. You know, and for us, obviously, I think if you, you know, you look at the roster right now, there is probably some room if you could add some forwards. You know, we think, you know, our defense is, you know, pretty deep with respect to the National League side and the depth side of things as well. So, you know, certainly if the right opportunity presents itself, be it forward or defense, we're going to look at it.
Are you looking at Steven Stamkos at all?
You know, that's, you know, again, these are things that, you know, look at him, sure, you know, he's a great player. But, you know, from our situation, we're happy with our group of young players that we have. And you know, again, Steven is someone that, you know, is a player that I'm sure will be, you know, a Tampa Bay Lightning for a long time. You know, again, Shane, I did actually speak with him a couple of days ago. I actually, you know, ran into him here in Winnipeg. And, you know, great player, you know, certainly has had a, you know, really good career. You know, from our standpoint, with respect to the depth that we have right now, I'm not sure that there's room. But if, you know, if certain things presented itself, you know, he's someone that, you know, you could be taking a look at. But right now, you know, probably not focusing on that that slot in that position.
You pretty much have everybody, like, numbers-wise.
Training camp, you know, you'll probably have between 50 and 60 people that'll come to camp. You know, for us, you know, we'll have a rookie camp that we'll get a chance to see the younger players of the organization. You know, a vast majority of them will come to main camp. You know, then we'll obviously, you know, have seven exhibition games to, you know, to take a look at the formation of the team. You know, the first exhibition game is going to be a unique one, you know, for me, a split squad game. I've never been involved in that one, so you know half the team will be here and half the team will go to Columbus. So it's all part of the process, but somewhere between 50 and 60 players will you know eventually round out camp.
So you have most of them?
Yeah, you know most of them are either draft picks or you know the players that you have under contract. You know you're allowed to sign up to 50 players under National League contract, and you know so those players generally all come to training camp and then. You know, any of the draft picks that you have, you know, out of junior, your college kids can't come because of eligibility. They're generally at training camp. And then, you know, there's the odd free agent that may come and try and impress at some different levels.
What about the coaching staff? I don't know if I can say I'm close to those, but are you close to
Mount? Yeah, we're actually, interviews are still ongoing. We've had, we've conducted, you know, several interviews, you know, for the vacant position. Have a couple more left this week, and I would anticipate something, if not by the end of this week, certainly by the beginning of next.